Going pro. Going pro is the secret to becoming and having anything you want in your life. Now, by the way, I'm going to use that statement. I seem to have used it awful lot already, but it's a different psychology. It's a different way of approaching this. I can't tell you how many people who they are struggling and they say, you know, I'm this person, I'm a teacher, I'm a lawyer, I'm an engineer, I'm doing whatever, and I'm trying to make it as a network marketing or in internet business or in real estate investing or stock trading or commodity trading, whatever it is. And I say, you know what, as long as you're that other identity trying to do this, you're not going to do it very well. What you have to do is you have to do what we learned as little kids. Little kids have this down. They go, you know what, I'm going to be a doctor. And boom, they're a doctor. Well, I'm an astronaut. Boom, they're an astronaut. You know, they're not a perfect astronaut, and they know they're not a perfect astronaut, but they're having fun doing it. Key ingredient number one. And key ingredient number two is they put on the identity and they become better and better in learning because they know that's part of the process. See, and so what I'd suggest, I took this from a guy named Ed Dale, and he did a great presentation on it. Internet marketing expert and just a funny guy and has a lot of fun. But going pro is something that even the most beginning athletes know this. They act and approach tennis differently. It's like when my dad and I both started playing tennis pretty close to the same times. And I had so much bigger dreams. I had bigger goals of how I wanted to play and how I wanted to be and the results I wanted from tennis. So I went pro from an early age. Now I knew I wasn't a pro tennis player, but I approached it differently. I was constantly working on my game. I loved working on my game. And why did I love it? Because I was growing and learning and realizing becoming a pro tennis player. I loved it. My dad never went pro. He said, you know what? I just love playing tennis. I want to win. I want to have fun, but I want to win. And so he basically plateaued and didn't get any better after his first year of picking up the racket. Why? Because he didn't go pro. Nothing wrong in not going pro, by the way. But if you have big results, big dreams, big goals, and you think you can do that by being an amateur or being somebody else trying to do this, you can't. It's got to become part of you. It's got to become internal. And to become internal, you have to identify yourself with it. And you have to have yourself as a powerful identity doing this. In other words, a professional. Professionals treat investing. Professionals treat their bodies. In any field of endeavor, look at who the professionals are and look at who the amateurs or the dilettantes or the people who are doing this as a hobbyist. Hobbyist versus pro. Look at whose results. What results do you want? Do you want the results of a hobbyist? Nothing wrong with it. A lot of hobbyists have a lot of fun. But if you want the results of a pro, you better become pro inside first. Then you'll do what a pro does and you'll get what a pro gets.